Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It's a blessing and a mission. It is a calling. I believe that. Let's go to the Lord in prayer for such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father. We come to you each day, and we mean it from our hearts that we thank you. We are so grateful for your love and your grace. Oh, your mercy upon us, your forgiving nature. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for forgiving us even now. Help us to walk away from our sinful ways and to walk in your path of righteousness. Guide us in that way, Father. Help us to quit being such a busy people and take the time to be in prayer and to be in your word and to be silent and to listen. We ask for your protection over each and every one of us. I ask you that you will protect and keep healthy and well the listeners of CSE Talk Radio. I ask, Father, for your hedge of protection around the president. Keep him safe from all the evils that surround him. And place around him, Father, good and godly counsel. Guard us, Father. Guard us all. Grant us wisdom, Father, and grant us boldness to be your witnesses. Bless us. Bless all who are listening today. Bless my sponsors and my advertisers. May they all be a blessing one to another. May we just be the catalyst that brings them together. We ask that you meet our needs, and we know that you do. But meet them in a great way that we might glorify you and be your witnesses to all. These are tough times in our world, Father, and I know you see that, and I know you care. I beg you, for such a time as this, use me and equip me in all ways to be your beacon and voice of common sense. Help me to do your will, and Father, help me to bring America home to you. Amen. Before I get started on my monologue this morning, I want to remind you, and I've read this to you several times in the past few months, because we have an election coming up. You knew that, right? 83 days! 83 days we have an election coming up. There's more at stake than just the presidency, too. Congress, you know, I've rewritten the Declaration of Independence. I pray that you will ask for that and that you will sign it and send it. Send it to Congress. Send it to your congressman. Oh, that if they would even just receive 50 of these things, they'd say, oh, somebody out there is talking. They have four specific duties to we the people. And guess what? It isn't voting for abortion, or health care. Number one is to protect the citizens from foreign invasion. We see our Congress today protecting more outsiders than they are the citizens. Number two is to protect the citizens from crime and maintain peace at home through law and order. What are they doing, the Democrats in particular? Defund the police. Get rid of the police. Number three, to provide justice in the courts. Not an agenda, but justice. Number four, to keep the people free. Liberty. Not to force them into doing things, but to keep them free and independent. But unfortunately, every time they legislate something, you lose just a little more. We all lose just a little more independence and freedom. So in my monologue today, I'm going to go through several things. There's a new phrase that I've grown to dislike. I hear it every day on the radio. They got these little ads, you know, to promote COVID safety. I hate this very much. I dislike it. New normal. The new normal. I'm throwing several things out here today. The new normal is abortions free for all. Wear a mask. Stay at home. Government will tell you when and where and if you can educate your children. This will be based upon your wealth and significance to the Democrat elites. Also, wear a mask and stay at home. No cops, no local police. They're mean. No guns. In this new utopia we're creating, you won't need to worry about your business. We burned it down along the way. And you won't need to worry about your safety, wink, wink. And we have a new saying, no cops, no guns, lots of fun. Oh, yes, and wear a mask and stay at home. Keep Congress corrupt. Always blame a Republican. And no more Bill of Rights or Constitution. Oh, except that Fifth Amendment, only to be used in an emergency situation by a congressional member caught. Oh, also, wear a mask and stay at home. Maybe the only new in the liberal normal is the wear a mask and stay at home rules. I don't know about you, but I was reading some of these things, the news today. And I listen, and I look at people, and I talk to them when I'm out, believe it or not. If you're afraid, you're not free. Did you know that? If you're afraid of the government coming down on you, fining you, this and that, you're not free. Now, I have some liberal friends and family that will say, oh, the best. Wearing a mask doesn't ruin my freedom. It doesn't take my freedom away. Of course it does. We look more like China every day, don't we? They wear a mask every day. They wear a mask every day because they're... Hey, AOC, did you know how dirty the air was? We should send her over there. She could help China. Don't you think? She could help them. So I want to talk about several different things today. Daniel was supposed to be our guest today, but he had to reschedule, and he's going to be with us Thursday. So I'm going to open up the phone lines, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Now, this is way out there. I have said it to some people close to me, and they give me that little crooked, you know, eyebrow thing. And I could be totally and completely all wrong, because after all, we are living in a new normal. But every time I hear them talk about Joe Biden and the Democrat candidacy for president, they always say presumptive. They never say he's the candidate. They always say presumptive. Well, that's because he hasn't been voted on yet, Beth. Well, that's true, but neither has President Donald Trump. But they don't use presumptive with him, do they? Presumptive, as the dictionary would tell us, of the nature of a presumption, presumed in the absence of further information. Absence of further information. I think the Democrats are pulling a fast new normal. And I don't believe Biden will be their candidate. Now, I could be totally wrong. What do you think? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I want to talk about elections. I want to talk about the debates. I want to talk about executive orders. And a few other things today. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm not presumptive. I am the host of CSC Talk Radio, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com, or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. There's just a few news sources that I do recommend. Epic Times is one of them. And they are paid for. You have to buy them. Epic Times. And LifeNews.com. And they do a really good job of following these candidates and politicians and legislation and such as to whether they're for life or against life. The pro-life Democrat says Joe Biden would be the most pro-abortion president in history. Basically what this is saying in this article is that there's two women here that it's quoting that they are pro-life and they're Democrats. And they don't feel like they're included in the Democrat Party. He says we're liberal and we're pro-life. It's kind of hard to think that even goes together, doesn't it? The party refuses even to ask for our votes. This is coming from Kristen Day and Xavier Bizitz. Day, the executive director of Democrats for Life of America, and visits a board member, said Biden would be the most pro-abortion president in history. Abandoning presidents, save legal and rare platform, Biden now believes killing unborn babies in abortions is essential health care. Now, remember, that's the biggest lie of all. It's not health care. It doesn't save a life. It takes a life. So when they say safe, legal, and rare, I know that they believe what they're saying. But in this day and time, for the mother's life to be in danger from a pregnancy is so very, very rare. I think it's like the last time I saw it, it was like 0.001%. And no one would try to judge a woman that has to make that decision. But that's not what abortion clinics are. It says, according to the Gallup poll, roughly 1 in 3 Democrats consider themselves pro-life. But Mr. Biden has made no outreach to us, Day and Visits wrote. In fact, top Democrats have gone out of their way to make it clear that we are no longer welcome in the party. And that is true. They wouldn't allow any pro-life women to march in their March for Women. They wouldn't allow it. You either believe everything they say or you go another way. That's not freedom. And that certainly isn't free speech. But it doesn't seem to matter what the American people want, whether you gotta believe you're a Democrat or a Republican. The congressional members really could care less. And I'm talking about Republicans as well. I have a story here on, you know, my favorite one to complain about is Sass from Nebraska. And Senator Sass and President Donald Trump, they're having a little argument. They're not getting along well right now. Well, Sass was very, and we're going to talk about this just a little bit, but Sass was very upset and sassy about Donald Trump's executive orders. And so they had a little war on Twitter, I guess, which Sass was upset about anyway because he felt it should be done in private. You know why Sass thinks that should be done in private? Because he doesn't think any of his people in Nebraska should know that he doesn't like the president a whole lot. Now, I'm not for executive orders. We didn't like it when Obama did it. We didn't like it when Bush did it. We didn't like it when Clinton did it. We don't like it when any of them do it because that's not the way this country is to be run. Maybe it's another new normal, but it's not constitutional. But friends, they threw that out a long time ago. Let's just get frank about it. I still don't like them. But if you'll realize that Schumer and Pelosi, or the Democrats, we should say, they left town. They just couldn't get their way, so they walked out and left town. And then the president decides to do these executive orders. It said, Republicans in Congress are furious. They're furious at the Democrats. They left town after failing to reach a deal with them on a phase 4 coronavirus stimulus package. President Donald Trump, because they left town, refusing to help the American people, he signed 4 executive orders on Saturday. It's pretty brilliant when you stop and think about it. To help the unemployed and the economy, effectively bypassing Congress, because they'd left town, to send money to Americans Democrats had already left town and didn't hesitate to criticize the president's executive orders. Now, they were perfectly okay with Obama's executive orders, even when Obama got up and said, this is unconstitutional for me to do it, but I'm going to do it anyway. It's kind of like Peck's bad kid, you know. Remember the Peck's bad kid? That was Red Skelton. If I do it, I get a whipping. I'm going to do it anyway. So that's how Obama did it. But when Trump comes in here and makes the executive orders, because Congress, particularly the Democrat, but neither one of them were coming to any kind of agreement, they have no common sense in D.C. You know that, right? So he signed these executive orders. Now, we can debate the executive orders and whether they're constitutional or not constitutional. We can do all that till the, you know, what's it saying, till the cows come home. They're not constitutional. But the American people need help right now. I don't know that he's going about it the right way, but I'm not as smart as Donald Trump, President Trump. But I think I'm a lot smarter than Pelosi. I don't know if anybody saw her yesterday as she was babbling and stuttering and keeping her teeth in her mouth, trying to tell everyone, well, 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 yeah, what China said, you know, that China would, doesn't really want, that they don't really want Trump to win the election. Well, of course they don't. Because Trump puts America first. They want somebody like Biden in there. They want Biden because they can push Biden around. Oh, Biden's going to be in his basement. He's going to be in his basement even when he's in the White House. He's not going to be in the White House. He's not going to be there. He's presumptive. He's not going to be their candidate. There's no way they can run this man. They can't. You know, who was it yesterday? It was Dan Bongino that said the way they're treating... Did you see him riding his bike yesterday, Rudy? He's riding a bike. He got out of his basement, and he was riding a bike and wearing a mask.
Was it?
And they wanted you to notice that he was wearing a mask, but not in. But he was with several other people riding bikes. None of them had masks on.
Was it one of those new e-bikes? Could give him a little boost?
I don't know what kind of bike it was. He was pedaling.
Oh, okay.
I think he was pedaling. He was on a bike. Kudos to him. At least he's got time to go ride a bike. Beth can't ever seem to get time to go do anything. But Schumer is upset with Trump. He says he gets these little bugs in his head and they have nothing to do with reality. You know, Chuck Schumer. He's so mean-spirited. Do you get that? Okay. He's shaking his head, yes. They can't hear you shake your head, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Where's my yes man? He's supposed to be shaking. Now, I got a little bit, I had to go out yesterday afternoon. I didn't really have to rescue a son, but I had to return a vehicle to him. We switched vehicles. He was in the middle of moving his household to another house, and he borrowed his father's truck, and so we took his car, so I had to be gone. We were returning the car yesterday. But Rudy had texted me on the way home that there had been a shooting at the White House, outside the White House, and that that they had interrupted the press conference with President Donald Trump. He was in one of his coronavirus conferences. And so I watched the video of it, you know, where the Secret Service man comes out there and gotta go. Well, it wasn't exactly like that, but it would have been cute if it was. And so they took the president out. He didn't hesitate. Well, he kind of looked at him kind of crazy, you know, now, you know, I'm kind of in the middle of things.
Yeah, but, I'd like to tell you what's going on, but I really got to go.
So he left, and then he came back. Oh, I hear the music. And this is where I got the idea, because then they're questioning, why did you come back? Why did you come back? You know, these crazy reporters, because they ain't got nothing else to do, you know. If you're afraid, you're not free. This president of the United States is free. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'll take calls in the next segment if you want to talk. 877-895-5410. It's not free for all. Keep it on topic. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm just here to say, if you're afraid, you're not free. So how afraid? That doesn't mean you can't be smart. I'm not saying if you wear a mask, you're a scaredy cat. I'm not saying that at all. I think you have every right to wear a mask, and should if you're concerned about your health. Because that is in your hands, not someone else's hands. So I'm not saying that. But, you know, when they come back here on the president and ask him, why did you come back? A few minutes into the press briefing, he was taken out. And he said, excuse me. And he left. And then he comes back, sorry for that. There was a shooting outside the White House, and it seems to be very well under control now. I'd like to thank the Secret Service for doing their always quick and very effective work. There was an actual shooting, the president said. Someone has been taken to the hospital. I don't know the condition of the person. It seems the person was shot by Secret Service. He was trying to keep them as much informed as possible because they were all in the room and they all wondered. You know how, have you ever been in a situation where something, you know something happened, but you don't know what? You know, and you're in the room, you know? But anyway, he comes back and they question him. And he basically, and this is paraphrasing, he didn't even think about not coming back. Why wouldn't I come back? And then he, you know, unfortunately, he says, we live in a dangerous world. There's always dangers. You can't live in fear. What president was it? I think it was a Democrat president. Said the only one thing to fear is fear itself. Don't think I liked his policies necessarily, but no, I don't remember. Was that we'd have to look that up. Rudy's looking that up for me. Now, we talked about the cops. You know, I was kind of taught that was a derogatory term, and that's what they call them now. I always thought you were supposed to call them policemen, that cops was kind of a bad term. But that's what they call them, the cops. They defunded the police in Seattle. And so the police chief, Carmen Best, is resigning. You got it?
FDR.
It was FDR. Franklin D. Roosevelt. Okay. That's who I thought it was. She thanked the mayor for her continuous support. Now think about this. Obviously, this police chief, is a liberal. And she and the mayor got along very well. But by golly, there's a line to be drawn when you cut my salary by $100,000. She was making $285,000 a year. And she's the one that came out and said, we're not going to do anything. If you remember, she was told stand down. And so they were standing down. She was the one there when they lost Seattle Town. What was the little town there? Became Chaz. Yeah. So she's stepping down, but she's still, 28 years she had been there. It says Best, who served in the department for 28 years, ended her email saying that she looks forward to seeing how this department moves forward through the process of re-envisioning public safety. I relish the work that will be done by all of you. Reconfiguring. Re-envisioning. Well, I think we're seeing that new vision across the way. Just before we went on the air, Rudy was telling me that they had looted and pillaged and ravaged a McDonald's house in Chicago.
Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah. Ronald McDonald House, which is there for the children that are having cancer. And I put, privileged? There is no respect for anyone. In fact, Rudy was saying, too, that they are justifying these burnings and down of businesses. Well, yes, you got insurance. What you got insurance for? Do they realize once you You may have insurance, but it's not going to replace what you lost. Are they completely ignorant?
Yes.
Thank you. Nobody else is answering me. They are. I can see them in their kitchens and such. In their combines. Not combines right now, it'd be tractors. So they loot. They didn't burn it down, though. They looted this Ronald McDonald House.
Correct.
Can you stop and think about that? This is for children. Children who are fighting for their lives. They have cancer of some kind. And the parents need a place to stay. And instead of staying in the hospital, they let them stay in this house. They've built this house specifically for these families who are fighting for life. But you see, life means nothing to any of them. It doesn't matter if it's a black child with cancer or a white child with cancer or an Asian child with cancer or a Hispanic child with cancer or whatever. It doesn't matter to them as long as they can loot and pillage and get away with it. War and pestilence is upon us. You ever wonder why, America? I wonder. We've fallen that far away from God. These people that are looting, these people that are burning, they hate Christianity, they hate the name of God, they don't care, they don't believe, and they're going to do anything. Because, you see, they don't believe in a better life other than things. They think things give them, I think that sometimes, my husband has to put me right. No, you don't need that. You'll want that. There's a difference. My one son tells his wife that a lot. It's not a need, it's a want. There's a difference. We joke about it. But these people are out rioting. It is not peaceful protests. It's rioting, and it's illegal, it's unlawful, and they need to be arrested. They're ruining people's lives. Laura Ingraham last night, they were on the street, segments on the street there in Minneapolis, where this all began. And she was talking to those. They had a couple there that had built a new business just recently, and it was doing well. It was a cafe, talking something, I can't remember what the name of it was, burnt to the ground, to the ground. And then another man, and he came here from another country to make a life. They wanted to live the American dream, and they were until what happened. He said, "We've done nothing wrong. We didn't do anything to deserve this." See, they take all the innocent. They could call the cops guilty if they want to. So why do they go down and burn these places down, these places of business where people eat, where people buy their food? Why do they do that? Did that do George Floyd's family any good? No. Did it do the cops' family any good or any bad? No. It ruined the lives of thousands and thousands of people who were already hurting because of a pandemic. Well, maybe the Democrats were right. We should have kept everybody in their houses. Everybody. Everybody. Including the prisoners.
Keep them in the big house.
Yeah. They need a bigger house, yeah. one with cages, one with bars. Well, I hear the music again. America, if you're afraid, then you need to realize you're no longer free. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to be right back.
business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BEST20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Balance of nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. But, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. And after, I would say about a month, I was able to walk. And I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again. It was just a case of me not having all the nourishments that a body's supposed to have in my body. I mean, it was really an incredible thing.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code RADIO5.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The question is today, and it's too late to call in. We're in the final segment. But this is a statement. It's not really a question. If you are afraid, you're not free. You know, they say when you're in debt, you're not free. Because you live to pay that bill. You live to the debtor. You live for them. You're not living for you. If you're afraid of the government, oh my gosh, if I make a mistake on my tax return, I'm going to get fined, I'm going to get this, I'm going to get that, then you're not free. If we live in fear, we're not free. What the old saying, and that was one of our founding fathers, that said, you know, if you fear the government, you're not free. If the government fears you, you're free. The government doesn't really fear us. You know, they don't care. The Democrats just walked out of D.C. They just walk out. That's not the first time they've done it through this pandemic. They just walk out and go home. Pelosi needed more ice cream, I guess. Hadala ice cream. Do you realize this woman is in line to be president of the United States? Should anything happen, and they were, you know, they're praying that it will, to President Donald Trump and Vice President Pence, that she's in line to be president? She's no better off than Biden. She can't complete a sentence. She can't. She's lost it. Look who else who can't complete sentences.
I think the stress is getting to you both.
General Barr, Attorney General Barr, excuse me, he made this comment. Of course, it's big news because it was on Fox, so it's big news for Fox, that he had a one-on-one sit-down with Mark Levin. And he's talking about the media. Do you trust the media? This is so important. We are 83 days out from a presidential election and other elections. There are senators that are up for election. There are representatives that are up for election. There are sheriffs and councilmen and aldermen and mayors and governors that are up for election. It's important what you hear in the news. Now, I'm not news. I'm opinion. I hope that I can give you a little different look. You may not agree with me, and that's okay because that means you're free. But hopefully I can make you think a little different. You know, I when we were driving yesterday and we got into this little town, I saw some Trump signs. That's a little rural area. And there were a couple of places, and there is here in this little bitty town, Biden signs. I'm thinking, why would they want to vote for Biden? Now, I'm serious about that. I mean, I understand, you know, you're a Democrat, your mom and dad were, your grandparents were, so you're a Democrat. But do you stop and think, have you read what's on their platform? Or the Republicans, too? Have you read what's on their platforms? Do you know what they truly, truly stand for? Well, as Americans, we've grown to believe in social programs, government programs to help, whether it's in agriculture or in other ways. But Attorney General Barr is talking about the media. What we hear is important, and the mainstream media is out of control. Well, actually, they are in control. They're controlled by the Democrat Party. They're controlled by the leftists, the liberals, that are trying to make this country completely socialistic. We're already social, although we have to social distance now. He says, we have the citizen reporters who have these videos of these events, which are quite different than what we get a lot of times from the media, which seems to be censoring the violence. No? That's Levin asking him the question. He's talking about the heroes that go out there with their cell phones, and they take the videos, and many of them get beat up because they're out there amongst Antifa. They're out there amongst the Black Lives Matters. Riots, not protests. They're riots. He says their narrative, this is a bar now, the media is projecting a certain narrative. When the world narrative came into currency, I knew we were in trouble because The word narrative really suggests that there is no objective truth. There's no real story of what happened. It's just everyone has their own narrative. You remember the Love Children back in the day in the 70s when they were talking about your truth and my truth? Well, now it's their narrative is the only thing that matters. And you get, he says, and you get to then, the press can justify presenting a story that doesn't really correspond to objective truth. There's very little truth in it, but it's our narrative. We have a narrative. You have a narrative. I've been appalled at on this violence because it's happening right out in the streets. Anyone with eyes can see what's happening. They see the violence. They see the groups of agitators in their black outfits and their helmets and their shields, which incidentally have the hammer and sickle on them most of the time, rushing the police, causing violence, throwing rocks, throwing bricks. The people showing up with rocks and frozen bottles. That's happening. It's happening in front of us. So while the American people with their cell phones, if they get the media, if you don't get out there and you have to rely on ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, if you have to rely on those, you don't see it because they're not showing it. They're showing the peaceful protesters, which are very few on the corner. We need the little boy out there that says, hey, the emperor's naked. Reality, Schumer, is that this country is in a big bunch of trouble because of Congress. They walked out on their job. What would happen to you if you walked out on your job? You wouldn't have a job to come back to. 83 days, vote out every single Democrat. Every single one of them, from the governor, the mayor, the sheriff, everybody. Vote them out. And that'll send a huge statement to them. Of course, they're going to try and control the vote. We didn't get to that. The elections are coming. And they're trying to make sure that they're going to be in as much chaos as the streets of America are right now. Vote every single Democrat out. It'll send a message not just to the Democrats, but to the Republicans, because there's always an election every 2 years. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and I'm begging you to bring America home. Do it whatever way you can, but by golly, get on your knees, because your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren's future is at stake. It's time we got serious, not afraid, but bold, to bring America home.
For too long now, those whose ancestors carved from a vast wilderness an awe-inspiring extension of Western civilization have been without any semblance of political representation. Abandoned by the political establishment, we now face the prospect of losing our national identity, culture, and our way of life. But there is hope. There is still time to right these wrongs, and there is a vehicle to organize our people into a force capable of reclaiming America's destiny. The American Third Position is that vehicle. It's a political party for our people, led by extraordinary patriots like Bill Johnson, Kevin McDonald, and myself, James Edwards. Our ancestors, from the gates of Vienna to the sands of Iwo Jima, sacrificed their all in order to secure Providence's most precious gift. Freedom. Now it's our turn. Learn more at the American Third Position website, American3P.org. That's American, the number 3, the letter P.org. This is the American Third Position, American3P.org.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.